For weeks now, we've been reading Bible passages about justice and caring for people who are hurting. Today, we continue, but with one clear focus. What does it mean to be salt and light? So, Sui, so you like salty food?
Yeah.
Yeah? If there is no salt or there's no salt in your food.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel?
It's bland.
It's bland.
Sad.
It's sad, yes, it's sad. All right. So, which food do you like? Salty food or sweet food?
Oh, both.
Both? We don't want anything. You don't want to lose anything, right? Okay. Salt. Yeah, so, when I thinking about the salt, yes, it's very interesting. If some food is salty, usually we say, oh, this food is salty. Mm. But if the food, there is no any salt in the food, usually we would say, oh, not delicious. So usually we say salty, but we don't say not delicious. We just say salty. So how about light? George. So, how about you walking on the street without any light?
Scared.
Yeah. Maybe you would call your sisters, please come here to pick me up. I'm so scared. Don't you like that? All right. So usually, yes, we know salt and light. We know what they are roles. Today, Bible says about exactly same things of salt and light, we think, but a little bit different. Jesus says in Matthew 5, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Not try to be, or maybe someday. You already are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. This is who you are right now. Think about what salt and light actually do. Salt changes everything it touches. It makes food taste better. It keeps things from going bad. How about light? Light pushes away darkness. You can't have light and darkness in the same place. When light shows up, darkness has to go. And we can hide the light. If I do like this, but there is no light, I can hide this light and also hot. So I can touch this one, but I can't hide this light if it light on here. This is the light. Both salt and light cause change. That's their job. That's what they do. And Jesus is saying, this is you. You are made to change the world around you. Isaiah 58 shows us God's people were praying and fasting, doing all their religious activities. But God said, this isn't what I want. Why? Because their religion wasn't changing anything. It wasn't making them better people, and it wasn't helping anyone else. I still remember what happening in Korean church when I was in Korea. In the morning praying time, I heard someone's praying. That's not my intention, but she's really praying loudly. So yes, I could hear her voice. She's praying, God, please give me the power of the love. Please give me the power of the love to love other people. At the time, one thing is on my mind. Actually, you already have a power of the love. just what you need is just love to others, love others, love your neighbors. That's all. Why she's praying so loudly, please give me the power of the love. Just pray. But I don't know she got the power of the love, but we, as Jesus said to us, we are already the light of the world and the salt of the earth. What we need is just doing. Anyway, then God tells them what he really wants in verse 6a in Isaiah 58. Free people who are treated unfairly. Feed hungry people. Give shelter to those who have no home. Give clothes to people who need them. Take care of your own family. This is what being salt and light looks like. It's not just about going to church or just praying. It's about doing things that help people. It's about making the world better through real actions. And here is God's promise in verse 8. Then your light will shine like morning sun, and you will be healed quickly. When we live this way, we don't just talk about being light. We actually become light. So now, just I want to speak to our students, George. We have students, George and other? Just George only. Yeah, okay. So, George, you might wonder why I'm talking to you in a sermon about changing the world. Here is why. You're not studying just to get good grades or get into college. Those things are fine, but they are not the main point. You study so you can become someone who changes the world. Every subject you learn in the university, every skill you develop, these are tools God is giving you. He's preparing you to be salt and light in powerful ways. So George, study hard and do your best. But remember why. You're getting ready to be someone who helps people, who fixes problems, who makes things better. The world needs Christian doctors who really care about sick people, who need Christian teachers who help students succeed. We need Christian business people who treat workers fairly. We need Christian lawyers who defend people who can't defend themselves. Whatever you become, go into it thinking. I'm here to be salt and light. I'm here to change this part of the world. George, you wanna be rich? You wanna be rich? Exactly, right? So what do you want when you become the rich man? What do you want to do? You're not sure? If I were you, so I send my mom and dad to go to Europe, really expensive package, and I want my sisters to go to some very nice place. Or Korea, or Japan, in a year. All right. Maybe you dream of becoming successful, of earning a lot of money. That's okay. But remember why God gives wealth. If you earn as much as, for example, 300 people combined, it's not so you can have 300 times more stuff for yourself. God gives you that wealth So you can care for 300 people. You can save 300 people's lives. Your success is not just for you. It's for the people God called you to help. This is what it means to be salt and light with your resources. So George, I bless you to be a rich man, to save 300, more than 500 people. That's the way you become the salt and light in the world. And also, maybe we are thinking, I'm just one person. How can I change the world? Here is what you need to know. Big changes start small. They start with one person making one choice. If I want to diet, if I want to be skinny body, how can I do? Edwin, so how can I do if I want to do skinny body?
Well, you have to do it yourself.
That's right, eat less, that's right. I can start with the small things, eat less, but really big challenge. You know what? Sweet, right? Really big challenge. But we know big changes start small. They start with one person making one choice. History is full of ordinary people who decided to be salt and light right where they were. And they changed everything. Think about the 12 disciples. After Jesus ascended, 12 disciples left. Just 12. And most of the other followers, they already ran away. Just 12 disciples, more exactly 11 disciples left. How they did was to spread the gospel on the street. That's what they did. They didn't run away. They didn't just hide their body in someone's house or some cave. They go into the world with brave messages. Jesus Christ is the savior of this world. Believe in him, salvation will come to you. That's what they did. So right now, what happened? The 12 disciples, but now a lot of Christians in this world. History is full of ordinary people who decided to be salt and light. You might be just a student in a classroom. Stand up for the kids who get picked on. You might be just an employee. Work honestly and treat people with respect. You might be just a parent. Raise kids who care about others. Wherever you are, you have some influence. The question is, will you use it to make things better? So Isaiah 58, 11 to 12 gives us an amazing promise. When we live as salt and light, God will guide us and give us what we need, make us strong, help us fix broken things, help us restore what's been destroyed. This is the life God calls us to. Not an easy life, but a life that matters. A life that actually changes things. And Jesus ends by saying in Matthew 5:16, "Let your light shine so people can see your good actions and praise God." We don't shine to make ourselves look good. We shine so people see God. So here is my challenge to students like George. Work hard in school with a purpose. You're preparing to change the world. And to everyone, look at your life right now. Where can you be salt? Where can you be light? What problem can you help solve? What darkness can you push back? Don't wait until later. Start now. Start small, but start. The world is waiting for people who will actually live this way. The world needs Christians who don't just talk, but who actually do good things. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Not someday, right now, today. So let your light shine. Change your corner of the world and watch God do more than you ever imagined. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, help us to be salt and light in this world. Give us courage to stand for what's right and compassion to care for those who are hurting. Show us where we can make a difference today. Transform our hearts first, so we can transform the world around us. Use our lives, big or small, to bring your light into darkness. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.